How much do you want it? So I know you shouldn't, write letters when you're mad. You shouldn't, break up with your girlfriend when you're drunk. You shouldn't do a lot of things. So I shouldn't record this right now because I'm, well, I don't even know the word. Is it frustrated? And by the way, I'm on my bike. Yes, I'm on my bike. Yes, it's freezing. And I don't know what this is going to sound like, but I kind of don't care because that's exactly why I do want to record it. Because I am frustrated and I want to get that emotion out and I want to get it across here to share what I'm thinking. So, let me set the scene. It's dark, biking home in the forest, and we just came from a basketball game where I was the coach. Now, I'm not the coach anymore. I couldn't, it's like administrative reasons why I couldn't coach this year. But I gotta say, it's nice to have a break. You know what? Let me start out with that. Why is it okay? I mean, I couldn't coach administratively, like officially, whatever you want to call it. And so, but I gotta say, I'm not missing it. And here's why. Because being a coach or a teacher or a leader of people who don't really want to do the thing you're teaching is just a losing opportunity. It's like lose-lose. So here, let's back up. I coached today because the coach wasn't there, and I coached last year so I can coach today. Fine, great. But the reason we lost is, if I had to sum it up in one line, it would be the other team wanted it more. That's it. And then the thing is, though, and we were sort of talking about this in the car on the way home, and I think that can sum up quite a bit of success in practically anything. Who wants it more? Who wants success? Who's willing to put in the effort and the training and fall on the floor to get the loose ball to win the game? And if the talent is even remotely similar between the two teams, it's, in my opinion, the team that's going to win is the one who wants it more. Now, I'm talking about 14-year-olds playing basketball. Speaking of which, the basketballs are rattling in my wooden box on my bike. But if I look at it in my writing world, in my public speaking world, in my coaching, in my teaching world, who gets the wins? Who makes the progress? Who has success? It's the one who wants it more. It's the one who's willing to stick through, put up with the whatever it is, have perseverance, and be willing to stick it out. And they want it more. They want to succeed. There's so much you can overcome, so much of the other team's talent if you just have some drive, you just have some want, you want to win. You want to make it happen. And if that's the case, I would think 9 times out of 10, you're going to make it happen. You're going to win. Who wants it more? 14-year-old boys on a basketball game in Huizen, in the middle of Holland, a game that is of no importance unless you want to win. And the other team had never won a game. 8 games, 8 losses. And our team is not that great. We were like 3 wins and 5 losses. But tonight, we thought, oh, they've lost every game. No, it's a shoo-in. But it wasn't. Probably because they know they've lost every game and they really wanted to win. Well, guess what? They did. And you know what? Congratulations. Because they deserved it. They deserved to win. They played better. We probably had more talent, maybe, but we didn't want it. We didn't care to win. And after the game, we're in the locker room and they're parent was with me, and we were pretty harsh on the boys. And I mean, I said, why are you guys even here? Is the child daycare closed? Why are you here? Do you want to be better basketball players? You know, I even asked, who wants to become a better basketball player? And they like slowly put their hand up. There's basically one kid on the team who cares about winning and cares about becoming better. And he's the star of the team. And does he have talent?
Yeah, he's all right.
But you know what he wants? He wants to play. He wants to win. He's not going to give up. It's the end of the game. We're down by 8. He's still giving it his all. And he gets super frustrated because he's the only one on the team who wants to play, who wants to win. And it's lonely there for him because nobody else really cares. I feel sorry for him. I mean, I'm proud of him, but I also feel sorry for him because he's the only one who cares. He's the only one who really gives it his best. And I got to applaud him because it's lonely being that only one who really wants that. So, I already feel better. You feel better? You know, it's for... Hey, church bells. I wish I could share this moment with you. It's just lighted streets and church bells. And this is good because I'm going to get this out of me by the time I'm home. But I'm going to now bring it over to my work and stuff I'm doing. And part of it, so here, let me bring it back to basketball just super quick. But, you know, I was the coach, and it's kind of like I'm taking a year off for this administrative thing. And frankly, after today, I don't want to coach these guys. I don't want to coach people who don't really want to play, who don't really want to get better. They're there because, I don't know, maybe their mommy says they have to be there, but they don't really care. And the game's over, and they're just joking around. They don't care that they lost by 12 to a team they really should have beaten easily. And they got their butts whooped. But they don't care. It's all jokey. And they make all these excuses. Oh, he was tired. Oh, he's injured. Oh, this. Oh, that. Oh, one team member wasn't there. Nope. We could have easily won. So if I bring it back to myself, I'm doing a lot of coaching. I'm doing a lot of teaching. I'm doing a lot of public speaking. I'm doing a lot of writing. And a lot of it is motivational. It is inspirational, sort of the core of what I'm doing. And I'm kind of to the point where I don't care if you don't care. If you don't want to win, or you don't want to succeed, or you don't want to get better, or you don't want to write a book, or you don't really want to do whatever it is I'm supposedly helping you do, then I'm kind of done. We're done. Let's not even get started. Because this is the one thing I come back to from my 2-year MBA degree from, what was his name? I can't remember. It's like this Italian, Inzarelli, that was it. Professor Inzarelli. It was like business psychology or something. And the one thing he said, and it's not his quote, but it's a famous quote, but it's, you can bring the horses to water, but you can't make them drink. And that pretty much sums it up. I can bring the boys to the basketball court, but I can't make them want to play basketball. I mean, unless I'm just missing something and I don't know how to make them want to play, but I can show you how to write a book, but I can't make you write a book. I can show you success in audiobooks, in podcasting, in marketing, in lots of things that I'm good at and I've succeeded with. But I can't make you want it. And in fact, that's got to not be my goal of trying to get you to want it. My goal is if you want it, I can help you get there. But you've got to want it. With anything, even through meditation, even through anything you're good at and somebody else would like to learn from you, they've got to want it. And this may sound like you know, if you, I don't know, if you teach at a school where they are enthusiastic kids or adults, and you might be thinking, what am I talking about? You know, who are these people who don't want to learn or do or succeed? And I think, well, let me tell you, they're out there. In fact, I think it's like the exception are the ones who really want it. And they're the ones who stand out. Today on the court, there's one guy from our team who really wanted to win. And there were at least four or five on the other team who wanted to win. And so just add those up, and there's the game. And sure, the other team had one or two good players. But we've got three or four good players. They still lost. So in 2020, it's currently now the end of 2019. In 2020, I want to play matchmaker for myself and find clients who want to learn from me, who want to achieve what I have achieved, or who want to get better at whatever it is that I can help them get better with. You just have to want it. And I'm not saying that's the only ingredient. It's not just, oh, I want it and then I will succeed. Of course there are other ingredients. And talent is definitely a factor. Here, I'm going to give you one tidbit from one of the presentations at the conference last week. And I'll see if I can explain this properly. It was a bit of math. And she said, like, if you have a talent level between 1 to 10, and then there's the teacher or coach level or experience of 1 to 10. So her math was this. Let's say you have a talent level of 1. So in basketball, you're terrible. Or you're not great. But then you have the greatest coach of all time. And the coach is a 10. So you multiply those, and you have 1 times 10. And guess what that is? That's 10. Whereas, of course, the possibility is 100. So what she was saying was that if you have a low talent level or skill level, that's harder to improve on, at least like exponentially, rather than, so let's turn it around. And let's say you have a talent level, skill level, and I think she was talking sort of about innate talent and stuff you're good at. So if you're good at basketball and you have the worst coach of all time, you're still at a 10. But if you're good at basketball and have like any kind of decent coach, then you're already so far better off. And so if I relate this back to my frustration of the day, there are some players on the team today, they should just quit. You know, I'm not usually so like harsh, but you know what, just go play golf or checkers or in the playground, because you really shouldn't be playing basketball. Just give it up. And am I being mean? Maybe. But I think I'm saving them, because it's never going to happen, pal. And we can relay this into our lives and our work. If there's something that we are just trying to force and we're just not that great at it, and we kind of know deep in our hearts that, you know what, we're actually kind of terrible at this thing. There's no coaching or teaching or something that's going to ever get us to the point where we think we might be. And if we're to the scale of 10 to 100, you know, maybe we get to 20, we get to 30. Whereas if our dream is 100, well, if your talent level is just never anywhere near that, well, you're probably never going to get there. So I'm mixing this up a little bit, but it does have a little bit to do with it, because who's the most enthusiastic on the team? Well, the better players. And the absolute worst players are the ones who are not so enthusiastic. And do they want it? Not really. They don't really care. And but then they're going to bring down the whole team. All right. I'm mixing up my stories a little bit. And guess what? I'm almost home. Hey, I'm feeling better. How about you? So how much do you want it? How good is your coach? How much innate talent do you have in the topic? And then multiply all that. Maybe I got a new multiplier factor. Maybe I'll make a multiplication table and work this out. So see how I did that? I'm on my way home. I'm biking. I'm sure this audio is filled with wind. I apologize for that. But I think I would not have had the enthusiasm, stuffy nose. It's like 3 degrees Celsius out. That's just above freezing, by the way. And I wouldn't have had probably the focus and the energy and the emotion had I gone home and recorded this in front of a, you know, with my good microphone and taken notes on a computer or something. So, who wants it more? Who wants it at all? And there is so much in there. There's so much energy, and you're already off on the right foot if you're at least, you at least want it. So, who wants it more? I used to say to my team 2 years ago, I would say, who wants the ball? This ball, whose name is on this ball? Whose ball is this? Who wants the ball? Whoever wants the ball most wins. It's kind of simple. It might be a little simple-minded. You know what? After losing by 16 to the last place team in the league, I'll take simple-minded. Who wants it more? I do. I know that. Who wants it more? Do you?